Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, church, to keep my soul to save and fit it for the sky. Who gave his son my calling to fulfill, to serve this present my calling to fulfill. Oh, me it all, my power engage to do my master's will. Oh, may it all my mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. A charge to keep I have. We all have that charge to keep. Hallelujah. I have, and we have a God to glorify. Praise the Lord. Good morning, God's plan, my brothers and sisters in Christ. So glad that we're able to meet with you again this morning. Hallelujah. For a moment. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the moment that he gives us, for the precious memory that he gives us that we forever can remember that it was a day and time that God allowed us to come together one more time. One more time. Praise the Lord. And in this coming together, knowing that we have a choice to keep and a God to glorify. Hallelujah. A God that we can lift up and praise his name. A God that we can say thank you to. A God we can cry unto. A God that we know that we can be confident in his grace, in his grace and his care, that he keepeth us, that he watches over us. In other words, that he is our shepherd, our protector, our avenger. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Psalms 23. Hallelujah. Psalms 23. Praise the Lord. We might as well go there. We might as well talk about it. I won't keep you long, but just for a moment. It ain't nothing but 6 verses in the whole chapter. Some can recite it by memory. But let's talk a little bit about this shepherd that we have. Oh, hallelujah. As we go to God in prayer, Father God in heaven, Father my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come in the humblest way that we know how. Thank you for your goodness. We're so thankful for your mercy. Thank you for how you have kept us all night long, and then you allowed us to see this day, and we tell you thank you. Though we lay down in faith with expectation to see this day, but you, God, made it a reality. We lift our hands and said, thank you, Lord. Good morning to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy, how you keep tenderly watching over us and keeping us. We never want to count it and take it for granted, Father, but we want to look it up unto you as a new mercy. We look it up and lift it up as a new mercy unto you in Jesus' name. Bless us, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you in advance for all the things you have done for us, the things that you already have done, the things you're doing right now, the things that you're going to do. We say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For all you've done for me, thank you, Lord. Confident in God's grace and care. Praise the Lord. Real easy, real easy this morning, just to know that the Lord is your shepherd. Psalms 23, 1 through 6, in its entirety, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. See, it says the Lord is my shepherd. In this word, it talks about the believer is taught to express his satisfaction in the care of the universe. Oh, the preserver and perseverer of men, praise the Lord. With joy, he reflects that he has a shepherd, and that shepherd is Jehovah. Jehovah, hallelujah, Jehovah. That shepherd is Jehovah, and we are a flock, hallelujah, a flock of sheep that he gently and harmlessly, hallelujah, feeding us in these great pastures, hallelujah, in these fields that we would go work and do work in these fields, hallelujah. This thing that we call life, that as we progress and go through, we have a shepherd over us that keepeth us, that watches us, that nurtures us. See, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Praise the Lord. Yeah, hallelujah. The still watered. They run deep, though they are still. Sometimes they are troublesome. Hallelujah. But God can make them be still for you. Hallelujah. He maketh me to lie down in the green pasture, in the pasture where I can be rest and take ease and be fed and be nurtured. Hallelujah. He restores my soul. Hallelujah. In this restoration, when he would restore, in other words, he will renew me with joy. He reflects that he has a shepherd, and that shepherd is Jehovah. Hallelujah. And, you know, we are his flock of sheep, and he gently feeds us. He gently takes care of us. We are under his care, under the skillful watch and tender shepherd. Well, he forms an emblem of believers brought back to the shepherd of their souls. He is the author, the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. So over there in Hebrews will tell us that it is self-evident. Hallelujah. Those that have went on before, they are encouraging us, hallelujah, to keep on running, hallelujah, and run this race well, because you will finish and you will be victorious. But in the meantime, he restored my soul. He leaded me in the path of righteousness for his namesake, his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thou rod and thou staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. The great abundance is but a dry pasture to a wicked person who relinquishes it only what pleases the senses. But to a godly man who by faith tastes the goodness of God and all his enjoyment, though he has but a little of the world. Hallelujah. There's a green pasture that we feed in. Hallelujah. In other words, we lose taste for the other worldly lust. Hallelujah. But the more we lean towards the Lord, the more are we renewed, the more we are restored in the new man. Hallelujah. And we relinquish ourselves to the old man. The Lord has given quiet, hallelujah, and contentment in the mind. Whatever the lot is, whatever comes before us, whatever we are in, are we blessed with the green pastures and the ordinance? Let us not think it enough to pass through them, but let us abide in them. Hallelujah. Don't be so quick to ask the Lord to remove everything, every obstacle that he set before you, because it is for our good. How can we know that we have faith if we don't have any struggles, if we don't have nothing to take to believe in, if we don't have anything to lean upon, if we don't have anything, hallelujah, that we have to overcome, and if we don't have any obstacle, how will we know that we have the strength to get through it? But how do we know that Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want? If we never try the Lord, if we never trust in the Lord, if we never depend upon the Lord, how will we know that he is our shepherd? He was our keeper. He, hallelujah, he upholds me, hallelujah. He will take me through. He will hold my hand when it's dark and when it looks weary. He carries me. He keeps me. How would we know unless we have something, an obstacle, unless we have something up against us, that we need the Lord to cry upon him, that we can't make it on our own, and we ask the Lord, Lord, lift me, hallelujah, and let me stand. Let me stand. How would we know unless there is, with to every plus,
come on now.
A minus, hallelujah, minus, there must be a plus. In other words, trouble, they don't last always, but amen. Trouble is necessary to let you know, amen, that even though it rains, you have hope within your heart that the sun will shine.
Yes,
again,
yes,
again. How would you know? How would you know unless if every day was sunny? How could you appreciate it? Because you start to get complacent until I just know tomorrow's going to be sunny and I'm not going to worry about it. Hallelujah. But oh, hallelujah. If you heard that there was a storm coming, you would start to prepare yourself for the storm. You know it's going to be raining. You're going to have an umbrella. If you know you're going to get dressed, you're going to get dressed for what is expected to come. You're going to get dressed for it. You're going to get dressed for the Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah. He is my keeper. He is my provider. He is the post that I can lean upon. Yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. For the Lord, he's with me. He's there to guide me. He's there to take me through. You must trust and not doubt. Trust and lean and depend upon him. Trust him that he's going to carry you through. Trust him that he knows the way. Trust him, hallelujah. Trust him when you don't even see, hallelujah. Trust him. Well, he knows the way. He knows through what is going to help you through this time that you just can't see you in. You don't have to see. Only thing you have to do is trust. Trust. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his namesake. Hallelujah. It's for his very namesake. His very namesake. Your stamp of approval. Your stamp of approval to your prayer is his namesake. Hallelujah. What is going to get you the attention to God? Hallelujah. It's his namesake. For his name. I trust in his name. But every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. It is his name. It's not my name. It's not your name. But it's his name. His name. For his namesake, for his righteousness. The path of righteousness for his namesake. Right to be right. Hallelujah. Right. But his namesake, the sake of his name. Hallelujah. The consolation of the Holy Spirit are still waters by which the saints are
made. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Streams which flow from the fountain of living water. This living water that's able to restore us, this living water that watches us, that keeps us, this living water that restores my soul when I'm weak and I'm weary, this living water that I can read over there in Psalm 121, the Lord, I will lift mine eyes. Hallelujah. From the hills from which cometh my help. My help, in case you're wondering, it cometh from the Lord. This still water that lifts me up when I'm down. Though there's trouble sometimes in the still water, and if you can't handle the water, he'll build a bridge that you walk over the water. He will store in this restoration that he gives. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, though I walk through. It says that you're going through. You're going through the valley. It says, I'm going in the valley, and the valley will be
in
my
valley.
Spine.
Through
and
the valley.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Evil that will come up against me. Evil that will hinder me. Evil that will give me temptation. Evil that will break my relationship with the Lord. Evil for thou art with me. Know that the Lord is with me, and he covers me, he keepeth me. Hallelujah. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
thy rod,
yes,
the rod can comfort you. Hallelujah. The rod can keep you. Hallelujah. The rod, the staff, hallelujah. The rod and the staff, hallelujah. The rod sometimes will bring chastisement. The rod will sometimes, hallelujah, is for correction. The rod and the staff, hallelujah. The staff will help comfort you. The staff can be protection around you. Hallelujah. You know about a shepherd. You know how about a shepherd, how he have to watch over the flock. You know about a shepherd, how he have to keep and be the protection of the flock, of the sheep that is there. You know about the about the shepherd and his rod and his staff have to be a protector of the flock. It have to protect the flock, and also it have to, if a sheep would wander, that the shepherd can reach out and
bring him back,
stretch it back with that staff. Sometimes you have to it takes the great pastor to, when you're wandering, Jehovah is our pastor, and when we're wandering, sometimes he have to reach out, hallelujah, and snatch your back.
Yes,
snatch
you
your back. And just to give you a little history, when a good shepherd, hallelujah, if a sheep keeps on wandering, that certain sheep, sometimes he have to break his leg, hallelujah, that to keep it in the fold. Sometimes the Lord have to slow you down when you're running too fast in the wrong direction, and you keep running, and you keep running, and you keep going astray. Sometimes you have to do something that will hinder you and will keep you in the flock. Hallelujah, hallelujah, yes. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Oh, one thing about it, I love it also. It says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. That's what God will do for you. Hallelujah. 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 This is what he will do you. It back up in that fourth verse, it says, yea, though I walk through the valley. I'm going through the valley of the shadows of death. I'm going through the darkness. I'm going through the shame. I'm going through that, and I will fear no evil that it will present, no evil that it will prevail, no evil, for thou art with me. I know that he's with me, because his rod and his staff, they will comfort me, they will encourage me, they will help keep me. Thou prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Hallelujah. He will allow you to eat in the presence of your enemies. He will allow you to be nourishment in the presence of your enemies. He will allow you to be a restorer and stand in the presence of your enemies. He will allow you, when they murmur, when they talk about you, he will allow you to be able to stand up, hold your head up, and not be ashamed. Though I fail, that's all right. I have the strength to get up, and I don't let my past affect me because that I fail, but I will take that to run on a little while longer, to know that he has restored me. He has kept me. Hallelujah. It's not we ourselves. Hallelujah. We are the sheep of his pasture. Hey, remember that we are yet but sheep, but we have a shepherd. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember, we are yet trying. We're not perfect. We're striving to perfection. There's a difference. When you are perfect, there's no need for perfection. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's no need to strive when you are what you are. That's why God is what he is. We must realize there's no need for change in him, because he's already perfect. He's already perfect. He's already perfect. He already has prevailed. He already is preventing. Hallelujah. 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 He already is what he all is going to be. Hallelujah. 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 Why callest thou me good? Asked the rich ruler. Asked Jesus to the rich ruler. Why callest thou me good? There is none good but God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, Jesus had something that he had to go through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And through his suffering. Hey! Hallelujah. Through his suffering. Hallelujah. Through his suffering, he was made even perfect. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Through though thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies, thou anointest my head with oil. My head. When you let him anoint you with your head, with all your cup will run over. When you let him give you a new mind, a new heart, your cup will run it over. When you let him give you a new start, your cup will run it over. Hallelujah. When you eat from this table that he has prepared before you in the presence of your enemy, that hallelujah, your head, thou anointest my head with oil, that will keep me, hallelujah, with oil, with this anointing that will help me, hallelujah. Knowing that you know that the anointing, it destroys the yoke of bondage, the yoke of chains, hallelujah, the yoke that will keep you hindered, the yoke that will keep you from completing what God has for you, that you will receive your reward, the anointing. The anointing, it destroys the yoke. Hallelujah. The anointing, he anointed your head with oil. Hey, my cup, it run over from this anointing. I don't have enough room. I've been anointed. They have given me new mind. I can't help it. I have to cry sometimes. It's not tears of sorrow, but it's tears of so much happiness. Hallelujah. You have seen a change within yourself when you start to correct yourself. When nobody's looking enough, and you have this conversation with the Lord, and he shows you his goodness and his mercy. He don't always allow justice to rain down upon you, but he shows you love when you feel like he should have punished you, but he blessed you. When he feels like when you feel like you was rotten and no good, God saw some goodness in you that he deserved that he lifted you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those are that only are led by the still waters of comfort, who walk in the path of righteousness, the way of the duty is to truly pleasant way, the work of the righteousness in peace. In the paths we cannot walk unless God leads us into them. You know, that's paths we cannot walk unless God leads us into them. There's a scripture for that. There's a scripture for that. We cannot walk unless God prepares the way. Hallelujah. Don't you know it tells us over there? Look, don't you know it tells us that Satan, Jesus, I said, Son, don't you know? Can I paraphrase? Don't you know that Satan desires to sift you like wheat? Don't you know that Satan feels like you betrayed him? Don't you know Satan feels like you belong to him? Don't you know that he desires to sift you like wheat? Don't you know? Hallelujah. Unless God will lead you, unless God will protect you, unless God will hold back. Hallelujah. The things that were hindering you, don't you know? Hey, hallelujah. God leads us to them and leads us on in them. Discount and distrust proceeds from unbelief and unsteadily walk in the consequences. You know, when you look warm, when you have faithless, when you're doubting, it causes you to be spewed out. He said, I'd rather have you hot or you're cold.
You're cold.
Hallelujah. When you're cold, I know just what you need. But see, when you're lukewarm, you send confusing signals. you kind of have a little faith, but then you're not sure if you have faith. So where you need to show where you need your blessing. You need to show that you need to stop hiding. In other words, you need to pull out. The devil don't like when the cover is pulled off of him. When the cover is pulled off of him, he is exposed when the cover's off. Hallelujah. When all is in the open, then you can see the work. Hallelujah. When it's all in the open, you know where the weaknesses are. When it's all in the open, you know where you need strength. Hallelujah. When it's all in the open. But when you hide it, nobody can tell what you need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Someone asked, I'm blessed and highly favored, knowing that your heart is hurting. Hallelujah. Be honest. Be open. Be saying, well, I've had better days when I'm trusting in the Lord, so keep me in your prayers. How about that? Then the Christians would know, oh, it's time to pray. Then the Christians would know, my brother, my sister need a little help right now. So, Lord, have your way. Lord, give us strength. Lord, give him strength, help them along their way. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Forever with this dwelling forever. Hallelujah. Forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Forever. Hallelujah. No need no more for restoration for forever. Hallelujah. When the change have come, when though we look it through a glass darkly, he gonna clean it up. Hallelujah. He gonna clean it up. But even in these three are words which lessen the terror, it is but the shadow of death, the shadow of a serpent will not sit, will not sting, nor the shadow of a sword killed in a, it is in a valley, deep, deep indeed, and dark and merry, but valleys are often fruitful, hallelujah, and so is death itself fruitful and comforts to God's people. It is a walk through it that they shall not be lost in this valley, hallelujah, but get safe, hallelujah, to the mountain on the other side. Hallelujah. See about this mountain. Sometimes we have valleys. Hallelujah. And sometimes we have mountains. One thing about the valley, though you're in the valley, but one thing about the valley, there's nourishment in the valley. In the valley, there's nourishment, there's vegetation. But on the mountaintop, you feel like you have accomplished. On the mountaintop, when you lift it and you can see, hallelujah, you can see God just a little better. Come here, Zacchaeus, that ran to the sycamore tree. He could see God just
yes,
a little bit better.
Yes, he did.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
and hallelujah, when you lift yourself up, you can see him a little better. Hallelujah. And he can see you. When you get out from the murmuring, when you get out from the crowd, when you lift yourself up and say, Lord, it's me standing in the need of prayer. I'm standing. I'm here, Lord.
Yes,
it's me, Lord. I can't worry about Sister Sally or Brother Joe. It is me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the one that need to pray. Yeah. I'm the one that need to be set free. I'm the one that need to be lifted.
Yeah.
I'm the one that need a little help. I'm the one. Hallelujah. It ain't no problem in saying I right there. when it's me, Lord, I'm the one. I'm the one. I'm the one. That's hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, and I'm glad about it. There is enough in the gospel to comfort the saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, even when you die, and underneath from the everlasting arm, the arm of the Lord. Hallelujah, his everlasting arm. The Lord, people feast at his table. We feast at his table, y'all. Oh, hallelujah, the Lord's people, they feast at his table. Under the provision of his love, Satan and wicked men are not able to destroy the compass while they are anointed with this Holy Spirit and drink of the cup of salvation, which is ever full. Hallelujah. Past experience teaches us believers to trust that the goodness and mercy of God will follow them all the days of their lives. Hey, listen, you can rejoice about that. The goodness and mercy of God will follow you all the day of your life. If you continue to keep your hand in his hand and trust him, it is their desire and determination. Keep on. In other words, Brother D, stay in the race to seek their happiness in the service of God here and their hope to enjoy his love forever in heaven. While here, the Lord can make any situation pleasant. Hey, thank you, Lord. No matter what you're going through, keep staying in. Oh, hallelujah. No matter what you're going through, to stay trusting in the Lord. No matter what you're going through, don't give up. The Lord
yeah.
is with you. The Lord is your comforter. The Lord is your shield
yes,
and buckle.
Yes,
hallelujah. But those that would be
yes,
satisfied with the blessing of his house must keep hallelujah, close to the duties of it. Hallelujah. Stay in the race. Hallelujah. Don't give up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, I did good, and it seemed like I was punished. Well, I told the truth instead of telling a lie, but the lie is deceiving. Deceiving. Though it
yes,
takes, you feel like, well, I better tell this untruth here because it's going to help me. It's going to make it better. No. No, what it's going to be, it's going to be deceiving. It may help right then, but it's going to be, it presents a deception at the moment. Hallelujah. But the truth will stand. Hallelujah. The truth, though it hurt, but it will stand. saying. The truth, hallelujah, don't need no support. The truth, you remember the truth, and you can tell it the same way, the same time, every time. But a lie has a constantly change. Has a constantly change, but the truth don't have to change. The truth can stay in its same form, its same form, and it will stand. Hallelujah. Though it may cut right then, but you can be blessed, assured that when you are truthful, when you are truthful, it shows that you're trustworthy. It shows that the Lord can trust you. Hallelujah. And I'd rather be a friend of God, hallelujah, and dwell in the with the wickedness. I'd rather be a doorkeeper, in other words, in the house of my God. A doorkeeper is one that you can trust. A doorkeeper can show you where there's open seats. A doorkeeper can help keep, hallelujah, a doorkeeper can help keep the evil that don't need to come in. Hallelujah. A doorkeeper can have a spirit of discernment. A doorkeeper can help those that are already in the block. Hallelujah. Help the protection. Hallelujah. A doorkeeper, when something is wrong and they don't feel right, they can call for someone and say, I don't feel right about this or that person entering in. Yes. Maybe go check it out. Yeah. A doorkeeper. Hallelujah. The servant of the Lord. I'd rather be on the wall watching. I'd rather be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Someone that the Lord can trust. Hallelujah. Someone that the Lord can trust. When you like to be someone that the Lord can trust. Hallelujah. He keeping me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. He keeping me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. God bless you. The Lord is our shepherd.
Shepherd.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
He's our shepherd.
Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The Lord is our shepherd.
Thank you, Lord.
Aren't you glad to have him as a shepherd? The Lord is our shepherd. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. As always, my brother, I must say good morning to my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ.
Good morning.
The author and the finisher of our faith. And we truly have enjoyed him coming in, showing up, and showing out once more again in our lives through his word. And so said, oh, taste and see. We've got a chance again. We're going to taste and see that the Lord is truly good. He's my shepherd. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. I like that.
Yes, sir.
I like that. When you said, yea, do I walk through the valley. I like that because his word lets me know, Rev, that I'm not walking alone. And as long as he's walking with me, I have no reason to fear. He's my everything. So why should I fear? In fact, whom shall I fear? I got the Lord.
Yes, sir.
My strength. Oh, he's my everything. But right there, why should I fear right there when I got the Lord on my side? It's a big fight, brother and sister, when you got the Lord on your side. Oh, I truly enjoyed that this morning. Rev, you shook the house up this morning.
Man, bless you.
And then, I'll show you something. God ain't got to work all day. He only gave us six verses. And it didn't take long, did it? Just six of them. It didn't take him long at all. The Lord is my life, my strength.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. You know, we like to say grace and mercy. It keeps me. It protects me.
Mm-hmm.
I just like to tell God, thank you. Thank you for another blessed morning. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Reverend Henry and Bud D, it's so good. I'm sitting here smiling when I hear you guys say the same thing that's on my heart, you know, and when you got done, Bud D, come right in there. Don't you know that it's so good to know that even when I'm going through things and my mind ain't where it needs to be, because I need to be keeping my mind on him, but sometimes the circumstances get a little bit above you. But we know that we're human, and he knows that. But ain't it so good to know that your shepherd is there to come get you if you seem to be falling? The shepherd is going to soothe all your pains. And they say he's the real balm that's in Gilead, and he's the one to soothe all your pains and hurts and cuts and sores and of this life. And I'm so happy today to hear that. It just reminds me. And that's what, even when we teach, Reverend Henry, sometimes we have to be taught, you know, and we have to be prayed for, and you know, sometimes we have to be ministered to and talked to and counseled, you know, and I'm just listening to the word of the Lord, and it lets me know that I got a shepherd that's on my side.
Thank you, Lord,
that I know how good he is. So thank you for the word today. Thank God that he used you today to help edify us. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you,
Lord. Hey, brother. He said sometimes the sheep go astray.
Have
to tap him on his butt sometimes. You know, sometimes we get like that. Sometimes we get hard-headed. And the Lord will allow trials and tribulations to come our way. And it's only just to show us that he's still God. He's still blessing. I heard my brother say something, and it still heavy with me. He says that if every day was sunshine, we wouldn't know how to deal with the rain. See, God gives me rain in my life, and that makes me appreciate the sunshine. He gives, he allows a little trouble to come in my life, so then I know when I go down on my knees and talk to him, it may not come when you want it, but it lets me know that everything's going to be all right. Oh, I truly enjoyed that this morning. I enjoyed that this morning. Knowing that I know him for myself. I know him in the part of my I know he looked down one day and saw, nothing. But he said, I'm going to allow you to come on back home. And I just want to tell God, thank you. I just tell God, thank you, Lord. Love you.
And that's what we're supposed to do, Brother D. Reverend Henry.
We're supposed
to thank him, because, you know, stuff that what everybody else knows. See, what you may not know what go on in my house or what my health is about, but what I can definitely tell you, you had the pandemic. During this pandemic, you had COVID. I had COVID. Brother D had. We still here. Because you know why? He stepped in. When we thought that it was going to be a little rough on us and we didn't know if we were going to make it, I heard my brother tell his family that I don't think I'm going to make it out, but I love you all, and I'm just going to let you know this might be the last time I talk to you. And they all crying. But he's a man of God. And guess what? He's still here. And I'm just here. Sometimes God has a mission for you. He has a destiny for you, and you got to go through it. And knowing that he's our shepherd, that he's going to bring us through it. And he takes that old shepherd hook, and sometimes he has to pull us over back into his sheepfold. And sometimes we drift off a little bit. But I'm so glad to hear you say that the Bible says that he's our shepherd, and that we shall not want, and he's there for our protection. Even when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that's what we heard when we went through COVID, that it was a shadow of death. Some didn't make it, but it shadowed over us. But he's the one that covered us. I said, Lord, thank you. I just started thinking about it, Reverend, when you're talking like that, teaching us and guiding us, because it is good for us to hear that we have a shepherd, that no matter, not even death can handle it. He don't fear no death. He controls it all. Even when I just started thinking, man, he's the one that spoke to the sea and the wind, and it obeyed. My. Mm-hmm. So when we got these waves in our lives and storms in our life, my. He's there for us. What a shepherd. Thank you today. Thank you. What a shepherd.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
What a shepherd.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Thank God today. Hallelujah. For his blessings. Hallelujah. For his being in communion with us. Who we know that God had to prepare the way for us to walk through. Hallelujah. 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 God had to, unless God prepared the way, there is no way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Unless he make a way for us, a way will not be made. Unless, because you see the world, they don't want us. They hate us. Because we have decided to make Jesus our choice.
Yes, sir.
One thing I like about it, if God is for us, if God is coming, Romans, and if God is for us, he's more than the world against. No matter how many is against you, but if the Lord is for you, hallelujah, hallelujah. You heard he making me the lot of in green pasture. You heard that? You heard that when your enemies are all around you, you heard what he do. Hallelujah. He allow you to sit down in the presence of your enemies and eat. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we thank God today. Hallelujah. We thank God today for him blessing us and reminding us that he is our shepherd. And see, he has to, because his very namesake is on us. Hallelujah. His very namesake, we have to make it, because his very namesake, he is involved with us. Hallelujah. He will cause us to be victorious. Hallelujah. Because it's all on the line now. that shadow of death is just a shadow. Hallelujah. But he'll take you through the shadow. You don't have to fear what the devil will present, that evil that he has to present. It's just a shadow. Know this, hallelujah. When they tell you one thing, you ain't going to make it, that's just a shadow. When they tell you ain't no good and ain't nothing to you, that's just a shadow. When they say now you ought not to be blessed, how God is blessing you, that's just a shadow. Hallelujah. Knowing that his rod is with you and knowing that his staff is there, that will comfort you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We comfort one another with how we uphold one another in prayer. We comfort one another how we listen at each and every burden, then we take it all to God in prayer. That's how we comfort one another. That's how we show love to one another when we come together on one accord, hoping for God, no matter who's speaking, but hoping for God to speak to us. Hallelujah. As long as God speaks to us, no matter what mouthpiece he uses, as long as he speaks. But when he speaks, hallelujah, when he speaks, make all the difference in the world. Hallelujah. God bless you. when he speaks and we hear, and then we do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God gets the glory for it all, because it is in him we live, we move, and we have our being. It is in him that we trust, that we lean upon, that we hoping for the success in. It is in him. Hallelujah. In him. God bless you and God keep you is our continual prayer. We'll go to God and pray. One of these brothers like to close us out with a prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We open it up unto you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Well, I will, but just since what he's been doing. Father God, in the name
praise
of
the Lord,
we just come before you, Lord, and thank you for your word. Thank you for being our God, and thank you for allowing us to be your people, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the man who brought the word. We thank you for the word that you left on record. So when we stand before you without any excuse. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just ask that you would continue to bless us and keep us. And Lord, let those who are on the hear at the sound of our voice, that they'll make up their mind to be saved and allow God to come into their life, and they can get excited about the word. We say thank you, Lord. Continue to bless this show and keep us here today, Lord. We love you. We appreciate it because you first loved us. You laid down your life. No man took it. You laid it down voluntarily for each and every one of us, and we say thank you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you the highest praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Brother Henry.
Amen. God bless you. Praise God. Bless you. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank all of you. Lord, say the same. We'll meet again tomorrow morning. Hallelujah. God bless you. And God keep you as our faith of prayer. Thank God.
If you know,
thank you, Lord.
Come on, just keep on worshiping God.
Trying to kill me.
Lord,
Jesus is right there.
being protection for me. Reverend Jesus, I hear you sometimes say, God got his arms wrapped around me. I know it for real now, because there was a time when I just wanted to throw in the towel, wanted to quit singing. I wanted to give up on God. But how many of y'all know that sometime when we are not in our right mind, it ain't nobody but Satan trying to tell you that you are nothing. But how many of y'all here know that God will step in? I'm talking about somebody for real. Somebody here tonight that know that God will step in the sick room. How many of y'all been sick in here? Those of y'all that been sick, just get on your feet. Those that been sick in here today. How many of y'all, even in the midst of your sickness, can say God was there with me every step of the way? We got single mothers out here. It's hard on them from trying to just raise their children. We got young men that think every woman that's switching belongs to them. But I stop by to tell you, God will. Anybody here? God will. And if you know that God will, then lift your hand with me. I just want to call God in here. Will it be all right if we call him? Better not just call God right now and just say, Lord. Nobody but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus.
Lord, you brought me here.
Those of y'all.
Lord, you brought me
here. Those of y'all that can hear us. Those that can hear us right now.
Lord,
I'm not talking about just y'all that hear, but when the CD come out. For those that play it in the radio.
Lord,
Philippians 4:13 said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. There's nothing too hard for God. And as you know that God has brought you out of something, and as you know it, you out of where, just look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I ain't been good always. I ain't been good always. I've had to cry sometimes. I've been burning down so many times. But through it all, God brought me through. He brought me through the storm. Brought me through the rain. And I thank him. You know what, here when I couldn't see my way,
Lord, you brought me.
You still brought me.
Brought me through the storm.
When I thought I was lonely, and they said I wasn't no good.
You brought me.
And I'm kind of the one that don't worry about things that go on in my life. I lost brother. God brought closure in my life. Lost my sister. Brought closure. But when I lost my mom, looked like I wasn't gonna hardly make it. I found out that that's a storm in my life.
Yes.
But when I got down on my knees and I told God, I need you to move my storm. I need you to move this storm in my life.
can feel it, but you can't see the wind. While I was praying, looked like I could feel something all around me. Y'all know the story. Y'all know how that is. I found out that God has sent an angel to answer my prayer. And I thought about Jesus. And you know what I told him? I said, I ain't gonna let you go till you bless my soul.
I ain't gonna let you go till you bless my soul.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I ain't gonna let you go, Ram, till you bless my soul.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord. We thank God today.
Thank God. Thank
Hallelujah.
God.
We just thank God today for all of you. I must say that because it takes all of us to make it this service. It takes all of us to make this service. Oh God, we please with our service. It takes the prayer. It takes the listener. It takes the complimenter. It takes the teacher. It takes the Holy Spirit to make all these work together. Hallelujah. So I just wanted to say that to you again. Thank you. Thank you for all you're doing. Hallelujah. We have to continue to keep us in prayer. Continue to keep us in prayer. We all can lead us unto the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We just want to say thank you again.
Thank you.